You know, it's hard to believe. I'm not good at math sometimes, but and time creeps up on you. It's hard to believe that it's the 14th annual Berkshire International Film Festival. I remember when you were just born, for God's sakes.
You were there, Joe.
I was there. We were there. It was. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. And so the 14th annual Berkshire International Film Festival runs from May 30th to June 2nd in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and May 31st to June 2nd in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Marked with strong international programming and an ongoing commitment to presenting the best in documentary film, the festival brings together films, filmmakers, industry professionals, and fans. The lineup features 30 documentaries, 30 narrative features, and 21 short films and represents 24 countries. The 2019 BIFF honoree this year is director Martin Scorsese. He will be honored in Great Barrington on June 1st. This year's BIFF also includes a centenary celebration of iconic film critic Pauline Kael, Karen Allen's latest film, William Fichtner's directing debut, Sundance Hits, and Tea Talks, featuring award-winning films on farming, medical marijuana, gender disparity in the film industry, music. Kelly Vickery is the founder and artistic director of BIFF. She is the ringleader to all of this circus of fun, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her for a festival preview. Good morning, dear friend. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm thrilled to be here, as always. I love being here for my annual roundup of BIFF, and it's great to see you.
Well, I can't think of you've been such a wonderful friend to us over the years, and we love the work that you have been doing, and it's wonderful to be able to showcase it and to work with you over these many years. This is a beautiful festival, just in general, this year especially. When you're just getting done with the 13th and you immediately start working on the 14th, at what point do you say, oh, this is, I think, the direction I'd like to go in this year?
Oh, you know, it all starts right after it ends. You know, I mean, our goal every year is we set out to bring the best of independent film to the Berkshires, to our Berkshire community, to our region. We start, you know, looking at films in September, and it takes us that long to curate this festival of 80 films. And we pore over, you know, more than 800 films throughout the year to just culminate into this 4-day film festival of 80 films. And our goal has just been what it's always been from the very beginning, and that is to bring a light to independent films from near and far, from as far away as Australia and China to, you know, films that are being made in our own backyard. So the goal is the same, and I guess we're here to stay because here we are at 14, Joe.
No going back now.
No going back. No, no going back now.
You know, it seems to me that you have, because you have in your mind what you want to do, but how soon do you start to get a sense of what films are going to be out there and available to you? I mean, does that sort of just come in dribs and drabs?
Well, it's a crazy thing, Joe, with film festivals, because they're very different than any other festivals. I mean, Tanglewood is probably working on, you know, season 2021, right? And
yeah.
Jacob's Pillow and all of these, and theater companies, they know what they're going to be doing, you know, in 2 years. With film, it's very different because I have no idea when... I have no idea what I'm going to show, what is out there until I start receiving films. And then really, when I go to Sundance in January, that's a big chunk of our films, and most of our opening night films and our big event films are coming out of Sundance. And that's in January. And we close our programming up in March. So it's a tight, tight window of when this all really comes together. It's a bit crazy.
When you think about that, but even before Sunday, I mean, you have an idea of what will be there, but then of what its availability is going to be, you
right.
have to go sell yourself.
Yep.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm only guessing. I'm hoping, actually. I'm hoping this is the case, that it gets a little bit easier as you go along, in the sense of, A, you know what you're doing, and B, people know who you are, and you don't have to say,
yes,
okay, we're this festival, let me tell you the entire story of our origin.
Yes, that is absolutely true. We have incredible distribution partners overseas, which my international programmer, Lillian Lennox, really brings to light. But here in the States, we, you know, A24 and IFC and all of these distribution companies, Magnolia, are partners with us. And they're partners with BIFF to get their films out. And we're part of that marketing for them. You know, it's changed a lot, as you well know. So now we have, you know, we're making inroads into Amazon and into Netflix and Neon and starting to forge those partnerships. But yes, it's a constantly moving industry, as you know, and we're just grateful that we have those distribution partners so that we can bring really all this great film to them. Berkshires.
Let me just quickly ask this question. I don't mean to make trouble, but is it is it easier? Are these new platforms easy to work with in the sense of
yes.
that they're interested in, they understand the power of a film festival?
Yes, they do. Yeah, and I think actually film festivals are becoming more and more important because things are moving to online platforms, as we know. But there is just nothing like being with a community and watching a film together. I was talking to people yesterday, and they were saying they can't wait for the BIFF because it's when a community really comes together. They're talking in lines. What did you see? They're at a restaurant. What did you see? What are you going to next? And it really creates this camaraderie within a community. And I think that's important, really, really important now.
When it comes to the actual festival that, as I mentioned, starts on the 30th in Great Barrington, the 31st in Pittsfield, and runs through the 2nd of June. All right, so bring us through. First of all, why two locations?
Oh, why not? Why not three? Why not
Are you
in
working
Albany?
On a third?
let's go. Let's come up to Albany. Let's have a BIFF in Albany. Why not? You know, the more screens. You know, the Berkshires is the whole western side of the
right.
of the Commonwealth, and you know,
well, it's more for you to do. It's more to keep track of. It's
yes.
more plates on sticks spinning.
Yes, that is true. That is true. But worth it because
yeah.
we have a very loyal audience up there in Pittsfield and north of Pittsfield that really appreciate, you know, not having to go all the way down to Great Barrington. So we're grateful that we have the two locations and why we're going to be doing stuff over at the Basilica in Hudson this summer. So, you know, BIFF's reach is far and wide, Joe.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of the highlights of the festival. We'll start with Martin Scorsese, then we'll get to the
Gotta
other
start
stuff.
There.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations.
I mean, thank
That's
you.
A real get.
It is. It's. I mean, I just keep pinching myself. And he has been, his whole team has been incredible. He's going to be bringing clips from his films. That, he and Kent Jones, who's the director of the New York Film Festival, also a Berkshire native. And he and Kent will be in conversation for over an hour on the stage of the Mahewi. But they're putting together clips from his films and be discussing him. It's beyond an honor that someone like Martin Scorsese, one of the great directors of all time, is coming to little old BIFF.
Well, not little old BIFF.
Not little old
not
BIFF.
Not little old BIFF. But, and has someone, there is a connection to the Berkshires that he has, right? I mean, he's a regular,
yes.
A regular here anyway, right?
He is. He has a deep connection, family connection to the Berkshires. He's come to the Berkshires for years. He is a huge fan of Edith Wharton and The Mount.
Yeah.
So, yes, it runs deep for him.
Now, so how do you do
that?
And
his wife. Yeah.
Yes, and his wife. And how do you do that right in the sense of making sure, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play this.
Well, I haven't done it yet, so let's hope,
right,
don't jinx me.
No, you do it right all the time. You know that.
Years of practice, Joe. Years of practice. I mean, you know, he's Martin Scorsese. I mean, he's amazing. But and at the end of the day, he's also just a really great guy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
What other highlights do you consider? What would, in our time, in our 5 minutes left or 4 minutes left, what would you like to discuss as far as the highlights of this festival?
Oh, there's so many. 4 minutes is not enough time, that's to be sure. But, you know, certainly our opening night film, Pauline Kael, as you mentioned at the top, really incredible that we have this beautiful documentary about her life. It's her centenary in June. We'll have the director and a wonderful panel, which also will include Gregory Crutzen, at the opening night. We have for closing night Museum Town. We're all so proud of Mass MoCA. I'm honored that Mass MoCA is in our community, and it's a great documentary that Jennifer Traynor did all the tea talks that we have, really fantastic, you know, really important discussions right now, great films around these discussions, and wonderful panelists that will round it out. You know, Karen Allen, really an incredible film that she is front and foremost in. Mm-hmm. Bill Fichtner, as you said, he's directorial debut, a beautiful film. But we just, you know, we have films that are just gems from all over the world. It's our 10th anniversary of the Next Great Filmmaker Award that Berkshire Bank does, so you can go online and look at some shorts, five shorts, and vote. We're so proud to have, to honor filmmakers of short film, because, you know, that can be a real jump-off point for a filmmaker to become a feature-length filmmaker. So we have, you know, we just have an extraordinary amount of film, and I really think it's, I know I probably say this every year, Joe, but I do think it's our best year yet.
No, and that's the idea. Yeah. Every year, yeah. Every year to top yourself.
Right.
The 14th annual Berkshire International Film Festival runs from May 30th to June 2nd in Great Barrington, May 31st to the 2nd in Pittsfield, both in Massachusetts. And you can find out more, make your schedule, figure it all out, BIFMA.org, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFMA.org. O-R-G. Kelly Vickery is the founder and artistic director of BIFF. What a pleasure. We love having you here. Thank you so much.
Love to be here, Joe.
Have
it's
a beautiful festival.
Thank
and thanks
you.
For the beautiful work.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.